Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2018, January 9th, day 9. Today's topic, God says, then, all done. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today, the four passages are Psalm 6, verses 4 to 10, Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 22, verse 24, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 29, Proverbs 2, verses 16 to 22. Let's pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. Especially today, all four passages are full of power and meaning. Yeah. Let's pause here. And today I'm not going to read all the verses I copied, because today I could not stop. I copied, you know, within 1 hour, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., 7 pages. So I do hope that you can read all four passages or read those verses that I copied. Usually every day we copy all verses from Psalm. And Genesis, today I copy chapter 20, verses 2 to 3, and then verse 6, and then verse 7 and 8, chapter 21, verse 12 to 13, verse 17 to 19, chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 4 or 5, verse 11 to 17, Matthew chapter 7, verses 18 to 20, and then verses 24 to 27, and then Proverbs 2, 16 to 22. Now, my listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, God says, all done. Today I copy too many pages. Seven pages. I just could not stop. With so many God's personal words to King Abimelech, Abraham, and Hagar. There are so many people today, including Christians, think that God does not speak to us anymore. How sad. I do hope that you can go to my seven pages and get some personal messages from God through that seven pages. My 2 years and 3 months old granddaughter Zoe likes to say, all done, when she finished eating or playing with me. That was the vision and picture this morning when I was copying His word. He gave me Zoe's word all done, assuring me that when I try my best to be with him, listen and obey, really obey, then all done. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that when you speak and we are willing to listen and obey, we will surely experience everything will be accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you listened to the Lord saying to you recently? If you have not, do you know what the problem, what is the problem to block you from hearing God? Number two, how can you receive more words from God every day? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.